My name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Mishnah Taharot. Today we are in the sixth chapter, very last Mishnah, number 10. We're talking about Sveikos, we are talking about Rishuyos, and most importantly, we are talking about Greek architecture. So today we're going to wrap that up with the Istvanit. For those of you who don't know what an Istvanit is, a colonnade. And a colonnade, you should just Google for some images. You get some really pretty ones. A colonnade is a long, thin strip of columns on either side supporting a roof structure. So a colonnade, Reshuta Echid Shabbat, Reshuta Arvim Latuma. It is a Reshuta Echid, i.e. a Carmelis, for Shabbos, and Reshut HaRabim Latuma, because this, I suppose, is where the marketplace was, and people would in and out, or some kind of public forum. Everything that we don't know so far. Chatzer SheHaRabim Nichnasim Bezo VeYotzim Bezo. So you have a courtyard, people go in this way and out that way. Reshut HaYechid LeShabbat is a, again, a Carmelis, not a Reshut HaYechid for Shabbos. Reshut HaRabim Latuma, and is a public domain regarding impurity, because there are people going in and out. Ad Kan Tam v'nishlam perek vav, the sixth chapter of Mishnah Taharot. We are now on to perek zayin. We're on to the seventh chapter, and here we begin to talk about just the way the chapter six was about Rishuyos. Here we're going to go deeper into something that we've been talking about before. We've mentioned a couple times the Am Haaretz. People who are not careful about Tumah Tahara, how do we regard them? So we mentioned in an earlier Mishnah that that Amaratzim affect Prushim the way Prushim affect Ochle Trumot, and vice versa. So here we go. Hakadar Sheniach et Kederuta Ve'erad Lishtot. So you have a potter who left his pots, and he went down to drink, like literally turned around. Now, he's a potter, meaning that his stuff's out, his wares are out, and Amaratzim are probably everywhere. So how do we regard and Amaratzim convey midrash impurity when their clothes brush up against things. So how do we regard the pots now? Hapnimiot teharot vechitoniot tmeot. The inner ones, these pots are all lined up kind of next to each other, think like bowling pins. The outer ones are pure, and the inner ones are pure, and the outer ones are impure, or tmeot, because they might have been brushed up against by the, they're likely to have been brushed up against by the Amharetz. Amar Rabbi Yossi b'med dvarim amrim. Rabbi Yossi wants to limit this din to a specific case, b'mutarut. Aval ba'gudot hakol tahor. He wants to say that's only when they are unbound. They're all standing much like bowling pins. Aval ba'gudot, when they're all tied together, think like a bicycle shop, where all the bikes that are outside are chained together. Same thing with these pots. Hakol tahor, then everything's tahor. This is exactly why their tahor is a machlokas. According to Bart Nura, it's because they are all bound to each other, therefore they don't move. They don't move when they are pushed. So therefore, all of them are tahor. We do not pask in that way. We pask in the Chachamim. Or the Tanakama. Hamoser Maftecho L'Am Haaretz. So let's say you give your house key to an Am Haaretz. He's your neighbor, and you're afraid one day you're going to get locked out, so you hand him your key. Habayit, now what do you, okay, now your whole house. He could go into your house at any time. Habayit Tahor. Oh, the house is indeed pure. Why? Shalom Masarlo Elash Shmirat HaMafteach. You didn't give him access to your house, you gave him access to the key to the house. But you didn't allow him into the house. And he wouldn't necessarily take that key and go to the house, because that would make him look like a ganav. I mean, really think about your neighbor. Just because you gave your neighbor your house key doesn't mean you expect your neighbor to be in and out of your house. That would be very shady. So we can rely on that regarding our Am Haaretz neighbor. That's all for today. We will see you tomorrow.